Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
All of this is but the beginning, the early pains of the birth pangs of the intolerable anguish. Then they will hand you over to suffer affliction and tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And now that's really directed that part to the Jewish people. But look at this next part. And then many will be offended and repelled and will begin to distrust and desert him whom they ought to trust and obey, and will stumble and fall away and betray one another and pursue one another with hatred. Have you ever noticed that people that are in error try to get other people in error? You ever notice that people that get mad and get offended try to go and get other people mad and offended with them? Amen. So if somebody's trying to get you out of church, you know what you need to do? Is you need to look at them and say, Pastor preached about you this past Sunday. You're not misleading me. I'm not listening to you. You're appropriating the name of God, and you ain't God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus would never tell me to backslide. Jesus would never tell me to be offended. Jesus would never tell me to hold a grudge. Jesus would never tell me to not forgive somebody. Jesus would never tell me not to praise him. Jesus would never tell me not to go to church. Jesus would never tell me not to give. Jesus would never tell me not to be a part of the things of God. If you're trying to tell me that, you are the wrong voice. Amen. That's what he's saying. Jesus is warning us here. Verse 11, and many false prophets will rise up and deceive and lead many to error. That's just twisting the gospel, and you have to be cautious about who you listen to. And the love of the great body of people will grow cold because of the multiplied lawlessness and iniquity. You have to be real careful watching all the news outlets and stuff, because there's so much lawlessness. I mean, you know, they're just, all they're talking about is all the hatred and stuff that's going on. Isn't it sad? That's 1/10 of what should be reported. There is so much good going on. People doing so many wonderful things, and all the news wants to do is tell you about this one hating this one and this one doing that to that one, and they repeat it 55 minutes out of 60, and when they're not repeating it, that's commercials. Amen. It's sad. You know, I'll go out and preach, and I'm busy, and so I don't watch any TV, and so I'm praying and ministering and stuff. And then, you know, maybe I'll finish that service, and I'll flip on the news, and they're talking about the same thing they was talking about a week ago. I go, you people are nuts. Get off of it. Hallelujah. But you know what you can't do? You can't let all the lawlessness and all the junk and all the hatred and all the anger cause you to fall away from the Lord. Don't let it affect your love walk with Jesus. We're to let the light shine. Remember, in 1 Corinthians 11:26, he said that we're to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. In other words, we're to show the world what Jesus has done for him and that he's coming again. Amen? Now look what he says here finally. He says this, but he who endures to the end will be saved. You know what he's saying? He's saying, if you'll make up your mind right now that I don't care what's coming, I don't care what the devil's doing, I don't care how bad it gets, ain't nobody and nothing going to ever separate me from the love of Jesus Christ. Hit me with your best shot, devil, because when you're done, I'm going to still be standing with my hands lifted up praising God, because I refuse to backslide, quit on God, or give up. Amen? I will endure whatever comes my way. Jesus is my Lord. I got saved not just until the first bump in the road. I got saved for eternity. Hallelujah. And I'm going to live for God. I don't care what's going on. Amen? You just have to make up that mind, because when you make up your mind that you're going to live for the Lord no matter what's going on around you, you get to be a part of verse 14, which is the true sign that we need to be doing and looking for right now for the end times. And that is, and this good news of the kingdom, the gospel, will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then will come the end. So you know what the Lord is looking for before he comes back? He's looking for a people who refuse to be offended, who refuse to quit, who refuse to backslide, and choose to be a part of getting the gospel out and letting people see that Jesus is their answer. And this gospel begins to be preached on the job, in the homes, in the neighborhoods, everywhere we go. We're deciding that we're going to let our light shine, and Jesus is going to be Lord. And he says, when I start seeing this gospel proclaimed to my people standing up and saying, I'm not going to be a part of the problem, I'm going to be a part of the answer, hallelujah. I'm not going to be all those that are hurt. I'm going to be the one who brings healing to the hurt, praise God. I'm going to be a part of the sign of the end times. And what's the sign of the end times? The Lord said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the nations of the world, hallelujah. And what is on my heart is to stir us and all the body of Christ that we need to not get caught up in all of these things, because Jesus said, take guard, take hold of yourself, guard yourself, don't let yourself be misled, don't get deceived, don't get all caught up into this. Stand your ground, endure everything the enemy's trying to throw at you, and become a part of the end time sign of a people that is passionately proclaiming and declaring the Lordship of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Somebody says, how can we do that? One last scripture. Look in first in, over here in Titus. Paul's letter to Titus tells us exactly how we can do this. In the second chapter in verse 11, listen to what he says. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. God's grace is here to save us. Isn't that good news? And it's appeared to all men. In other words, that grace is for every individual on the planet. It's appeared to all men. It's not God's will that any should perish, the Apostle Peter said, but that all should come to repentance. That grace has been given to us to help us to repent and give our lives to Christ. Ephesians 2:8 says that we're saved by grace through faith. We have to release our faith and receive that grace. When it appears to us, we have to act upon it. Because the Bible says in Romans that no matter how bad your sin has been, no matter how far you've gotten away from God, no matter how bad your heart has been hurt, where sin did abound, grace does much more abound. Hallelujah. In other words, there's more grace than you need today to have your heart healed and your life set free and Jesus be Lord of your life. Amen? But you don't know the struggle I've been through, Pastor. No, and I really don't want to. Hallelujah. But I tell you what I do want to know. I want to know that you have made a decision that you're not going to let that stop you from living for God, and that you're going to receive the grace of God, and that grace is going to set you free, and His grace is going to be sufficient to get you over to where you need to be. Amen? See, I want to be a part of the solution and the answer, not a part of the problem. And that's what God is looking for. And that's what we as the church today, as we begin to take communion, that we're saying, Lord, I thank you for your grace that helps me to endure everything the enemy's going to throw at me so I can be a part of the great end time sign of those who are living for you no matter what's going on around me. That's what he means about preaching the gospel. I'm going to live the gospel light, not the world's darkness, no matter what's going on. And look what he says. Let's read on down. He says, that grace brings salvation, teaching us. Here's what the grace of God teaches us. Denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. Now listen. That he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. You know what the Lord is saying? My grace isn't just there to save you. My grace is there to help you to deny the attacks of the enemy. I don't have to yield to hurt. I don't have to yield to all the struggle. I don't have to yield to the lawlessness. I don't have to yield to all the things that the enemy's throwing on the world today. God's grace is here to help me to live for him no matter what's going on around me. Amen? Come on, somebody. Did you get it? I don't have to be defeated. I don't have to be misled. I don't have to backslide. I don't have to give up. I don't have to be upset. I don't have to let that dominate my life. I don't have to let anything that the devil has stop me from living for God, because God's grace is here to help me to deny that from defeating me and making Jesus Lord. Amen? Amen. And so today, when we receive this communion table, what are we going to do? We're going to remember Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. We're going to remind ourselves that Jesus Christ died for my sins. He bore the curse on the cross for me, that I could be set free. But it didn't just stop there. He put his blood on the mercy seat so that I could live for him, even in my imperfection. And when I make a mistake, he would be there in his grace and mercy to help me to get back up, dust myself off, and keep living for him. And Jesus Christ is there today for me, so that no matter what all's going on around me in the world, all these different signs that we read in Matthew 24, all these struggles and all these different things and all the lawlessness, the hatred and the anger and the frustration, that grace gives me the ability to deny that in my life. I don't have to let that dominate me. I don't have to be a partaker in that. God's grace doesn't just save me. It helps me to walk in victory. Hallelujah. It helps me to stay close to Jesus. It helps me to forgive when I can't forgive in my natural. Anybody besides me ever been there where somebody did something and you got so aggravated? I'll forgive you, but I will choke you. Huh? Where is my gun when I need one? Hallelujah. See, everybody's got a flesh. If you don't think you have a flesh, pinch yourself right there on the hand, and you'll find out you still have flesh. That wasn't fair. You pinched his wife. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you know what that grace for God is there for? And this communion table is there. It's to remind us that we're living in a really bad world. We're living in an imperfect world. And we don't have it all together ourselves, but we do have God's grace, mercy, and love to help us to stand strong and be a light to others, that even in struggle, we can live for Jesus. Amen. And no matter how hard it gets, God in me helps me to endure these things to the end. And because I choose to endure, I get saved out of that. Amen. I get to walk in victory. So today, I get to walk in the grace of God, of that bread and of that cup. And when I need God to touch my body and strengthen me, I've got that grace to get it. Whenever I need God to touch my emotions, it's right there to get it. When I need healing of any sort, it's right there for me to get it. And whenever I mess up, thank God there's the cup. I can go to God and say, Lord, I want to thank you that your grace is abounding towards me. And I repent and I thank you that by the blood, I'm forgiven today. And because I'm forgiven, there's therefore now no more condemnation. I don't have to live in the condemnation of a mistake. But I can live in the reality that it's been forgiven and you love me. And nothing's going to take me down. Nothing's going to separate me from your love. And then today when we receive this, we're going to receive it in remembrance and acknowledging that Jesus Christ isn't just the same yesterday and today, but he's the same forever. And he's coming again. And I'm going to proclaim that today. And one of the reasons I'm receiving of this bread and of this cup today is I'm letting the world know that Jesus is my Lord no matter what comes against me. And I'm living my life looking for him to come back for me. Amen. And I'm going to be ready when he comes. I'm going to be ready when he comes. Amen.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.